Over here, we're doing in volume 5. This is letter number 1284. And the Rebbe opens up. This is dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Kislev, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Apparently, this is a relative of the Rebbe, a woman relative of the Rebbe's. Doesn't say the name over here, but the Rebbe does write She'er B'sori, like meaning a relative. And the Rebbe opens up with Bracha V'Shalom. The Rebbe says, I received your letter, very few lines. There is no date when they were written. And as you requested, I will mention you when I will be on the resting place of my father-in-law with the titles of the previous Rebbe at his time. And the Rebbe says, I'm very surprised to read in your letter, and the Rebbe is quoting her, that if, God forbid, something unpleasant is going to happen, I'm not sure what the etc. there is. I'm going to guess, and that's just a pure guess. Maybe she was writing about what's going to happen with her inheritance if she passes away, that she wants it to go to the Rebbe or something, or whatever. I don't know what she was saying, but she was saying if something unpleasant is going to happen, God forbid. So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised. It is superfluous to prolong in the measure of trust that a person has to have in general, especially based on our religion and the Torah. How much more so now? All of us who are remnants who escaped of the Holocaust, we are all sort of survivors of the Holocaust, we are the sign of life for living signs for open miracles. Just by we're here, our existence in itself is miraculous. But this thought itself that you have, what's going to happen if something bitter is going to happen, that itself is a bitter happening. Even for you to entertain such ideas, what will happen in itself, this bitter thing is bitter. In our days, the Rebbe says, there is a very wide area to do various kinds of work in every field. And we see now that there is a lot to be done and the time is short. Amalacha meruba vazman katzer. We have a lot of work to do and not enough in a very short time. It's a waste on your spiritual energies and powers and efforts that you use, and they get lost with depressing thoughts of disparity, of those kind of thoughts, at the time that they are so needed to building the foundation and the building, especially all those that in them has been invested, sunk in by their inheritance, the powers of many and many of generations of great people. So this would be considered a grave sin every moment that you don't use that energies that you have for that purpose. If in people that are already coming of age, it's so. So how much more so that we talk about those people that just have founded a home in Israel, you don't have any right to make any calculations. What's going to be? How is it going to be? And the time that Hashem, the Baal HaBayis, he pushes, you have to do. You don't have to, Ein Alecha Melacha Ligmor, you don't have to finish the job, but you're also, Ein Ata Ben Chen Lipotma, you're not exempt from it. So the Rebbe, I'm not sure if I said what I was speculated before, but I'm sure she had some depressing thoughts and she had some thoughts that were putting her down. And the Rebbe was telling her that that's a waste of energy and it's a waste of special talents. And she being a relative of the Rebbe's, I'm sure that for many generations, it comes from a very distinguished family. And the Rebbe says, you have invested in you so much positive, and that you can accomplish by building and making up, and you're wasting it on worrying and misusing and not utilizing the full capacity of what you can do. As my wife lately, she read some book, she used to say, is you're housing those thoughts that put you down. Is it they're like free tenants that they're living here? They're not paying any rent for the squatters. They're not paying any rent. What use do they have to be in your head over there without their... No. Okay, that's a side note. That's now the Rebbe says, for sure, you take part in a fitting way in the work of kosher education in Eretz Yisrael, in which the situation is very serious and very dangerous, and it's so, so important over there to give the children a good kosher education. Please give regards to your husband, although I don't know him, and I bless that you shall fulfill, in actuality, the saying of the Baal Shem Tov, Isdu es Hashem besimcha. So that was the slogan of the Baal Shem Tov. Serve God with joy, with happiness. And based on the demands or the expansion of our religion, every instance of the life is a service to Hashem Yisbarach.